Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram at TheIt'sPossibleGuy. And thank you guys so much for listening. If this is your first time here, what's this about? This is about my personal journey from going as a miserable, frustrated, unsuccessful single person to a person that really, really loves and enjoys their life and continues to be more and more successful each day. Now, episode 197 today is going to talk about how you can start changing your life in 5 minutes a day. Now, is that really possible? I'm sure you guys have seen, hey, you know, perfect abs in 7 minutes a day. And actually, like, even what I know about exercise, what I know about the body, like, honestly, if you worked out your abs, like, intentionally for 7 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day or whatever, you'd actually probably have pretty decent abs. Now, granted, the ab thing, the other important thing is diet, but I digress. So how can you change your life in 5 minutes a day? You know, there's a great scripture in a book of scripture called the Book of Mormon that says, by small and simple things are great things brought to pass. And it's true. I mean, you think about anything. I mean, a giant mustard tree starts out as a tiny, tiny, tiny seed. I actually used to have a tiny, tiny mustard seed, and you had to keep it between a piece of tape because it's so small that you could lose it, which I'm pretty sure I did. I know sometimes when we're starting stuff, we just want to go for it. And we want to take massive, massive action. Now, sometimes that may work. But what's the most important thing when it comes to, you know, changing your direction in life? It's momentum, guys. Do you know how hard it is to push a train? I don't, but I'm guessing it's pretty hard. But, like, once you start getting a little bit of momentum in whatever you're doing, you flow. So what's this whole idea between 5 minutes? Truthfully, this is something that just, I don't even remember when it came to me. But it just came to me that, you know what, I need to do my 3 to 5 most important priorities every single day. Like, without fail, every single day. Now, of course, if you miss a day, what do? Do you just stop? No, you just pick up and start again the next day. Why is this so important? I'll share my example with you guys of writing my book. It's all about momentum. You see, when we miss days, I find, at least with myself, that I beat myself up. We don't want to do that, you know, but we do. And so, one thing that I do when I just write at least 5 minutes, well, first of all, I look down at my chart and my ideal is 45 minutes a day at the very least. And the more you look at that and the more you see that box not shaded out, the more you're like, oh, I want to write more. I want to write more. Now, notice I didn't say I have to write more. I don't have to. I'd like to. Well, what happens with those 5 minutes a day is it keeps the momentum so that I'm not taking, there's been times in the past where I've taken weeks and months off of writing the book and you have to get back into the story. Well, even just that 5 minutes keeps me in the story. And then you have some really amazing experiences. Really amazing experiences. And last night, I had one of those awesome experiences. It was like 11:10 at night, and I'd actually planned on going to the temple this morning. And it was 11:10 at night, and I just looked down. I have these two charts that I keep. One with things I regularly do pretty much every day, and another with very specific things on it. That, you know, some of those are regular daily things and others are different variations. But one of those, it said, you know, again, we're talking about 5 minutes, right? Well, it was like, Joseph, you didn't write your 5 minutes in your book today. And I'm like, oh, no, I didn't. And I looked at the clock and I was thinking and I'd done other things that night. I actually watched a really great movie. It's called 8-Bit Christmas. Awesome, awesome movie. I really do. I think it, you know, think what you want, but I at least for me, that's kind of a classic. You know, it's got a story from the 80s, and I was kind of more a 90s baby than an 80s baby. But it's about this guy's search for a Nintendo when he was a little kid, and it's so cool. I really, really enjoy it. Anyways, I happened to watch it last night, and I had other things I was working on. So right as I'm about to go to bed, I pick up these two sheets that I have, these two clipboards. And I'm like, oh no, I did not write 5 minutes. And so I thought about it for not very long. Opened up my computer, opened up the file for the book. And I set a timer on my watch for 5 minutes. Now, as I did that, you know, for the first 5 minutes, it was okay. And towards the end, I can't remember exactly, but I was kind of starting to get somewhere. And I clicked off. The nice part about my watch is it's just a silent timer, right? It's just it vibrates on my arm and on my wrist, and I can simply click it off. It doesn't destroy my momentum. And then something happened. I just kind of found myself that I kept writing. And then I kept writing. And it probably wasn't more than 10 or 20 minutes in, but I hit this vein of inspiration that was so gorgeous, so beautiful, and so amazing that I didn't stop. I was like, oh, I can literally, you know, go to the temple tomorrow, like, that'll be fine. I can't stop writing. And I didn't stop writing. I ended up in about an hour and a half editing about 5,000 words and also getting just a part in the story that didn't flow very well. One of the blocks in the story. Fine-tuned it until it was just, oh, it was just so gorgeous. Now, I don't take any, like, my credit is showing up. But all that inspiration and everything came from Heavenly Father. But what if I wouldn't have been writing 5 minutes every day? I would have had to read back in the story, okay, where was I? I'd actually been basically playing with this part of the story 5 minutes a day for probably the past almost week. But I don't think if I wouldn't have been doing those 5 minutes that I would have had that experience, because if I hadn't been doing the five minutes then, I sure wouldn't have done it at 11:15 at night. I mean, I ended up going to bed at, you know, after 1 a.m. And it's one of those things that's like, hey, when inspiration strikes, when you're full of that the spirit, you know, I mean, the word for, I think it's the word for inspire is to literally breathe into. So like when you're being breathed into by spirit, by, you know, and just being told what to say and what to write, and it's just coming through. You don't want to stop. I mean, and it was just really cool. So one thing the 5 minutes does is it gets you into momentum, or it keeps the momentum. And I guess I probably should have started with this other one. One thing that the 5 minutes does is it starts momentum. It consciously starts telling your mind, hey, this is important to me. Hey, this is important to me. Hey, this is important to me. To the point our mind finally goes, oh, okay, let's find time for that. You know, we've been telling ourselves that stuff's important to us for so long. People talk about they want to write a book, they want to go out, they want to get in a relationship. They talk about all these things, and here's what they do. Most people never go do anything about it. You know, one of the things that I've noticed, and some of this was in the book that I recently read called The Power of Systems by Steve Chandler, which I'm just going to be honest here. I love, love, love most of what Steve Chandler wrote. And in The Power of Systems, there are some very, very powerful things. And it is also super, super wordy. But, you know, even in that, I highlighted a ton. So I would recommend the book. I would just also warn you, there are parts that are incredibly wordy and just fluff, if I'm being honest. But if you can cut out the fluff, there's some really, really good stuff in there too. So I'd still recommend the book as a whole. But, you know, one of the things he just talks about is, you know, everybody floats, like everybody just... Everybody is so busy trying to fix the thinking in their heads. It doesn't need to be fixed. You know, see, here's what I would do. If I happen to be the adversary, you know, or, you know, if you don't happen to be a member of my faith or don't subscribe to that, you can insert whatever you want in there. I would tell you, oh, you are going to do such amazing and wonderful things. I mean, and then I would add, but you really got to figure some stuff out first. How are you going to go help other people if you haven't figured all your own stuff out? That's what I would do. And I might not even tell them they're going to do amazing, wonderful things. At first, I'd... Anyways. But I really do. I think that so often, and I myself got caught up in this trap. Oh, I've got to be better. I've got to be stronger. No, I've got to go out and share with people that I'm a coach, and the people that are looking for that are going to want that. And the more I do that, the better I'm going to get. All the work in the world on me, focusing on me, like, has not helped as much. Now, going very specifically and saying, like, okay, I want to go forward, but there's this thought that seems to be stopping me. You know, one of mine was, you know, is it okay with Heavenly Father if I make a ton of money? Now, one thing I started to notice with that is there are so many different things the crazy leprechaun thinking tells me, and I finally wrote them down, and I put this little leprechaun, you know, really, really small, next to all these sayings that he says to me. Should you be doing this? Is it okay? Are you on the right path? Is this the right thing to do? What's the right way to do this? Like, I believe we all have our own collection of what the adversary or crazy leprechaun thinking or the saboteur or whatever you want to call it tells us. It's all gibberish. It's all lies. It doesn't matter. Like, what's the right way to do this? There's no right way to do almost anything. You know, you talk to anybody who built any particular thing or it just, everyone's going to have a different way. Everybody's not going to build their coaching business the same. Everybody's not going to write their book the same. Everybody's going to experiment and see what works for them. Now, here's where that 5 minutes comes in. Experiment. Try stuff out. Read good books. I mean, some of the things I started doing is instead of looking at my phone and Facebook in the morning and finding out which one of my friends just posted some news that I have to know or else I'm not a good friend. Instead, I pull out a book that's also on my phone and I read it for 5 minutes. And I got to tell you, these books have been making a big difference. Now, when I read books, I don't read them. I read them for inspiration. I read them for whatever it inspired, like whatever inspired message that Heavenly Father wants me to hear from that book. That's why I'm reading it. It's not to learn exactly what the person's teaching. It's to learn whatever Heavenly Father wants to teach me. And there's even this really cool scripture called that basically says, seek ye words of wisdom, or out of the best books, seek ye words of wisdom. I have found amazing words of wisdom in scripture. I found amazing words of wisdom in fiction. I found amazing words of wisdom in Stephen King's memoir. Like, I found amazing words of wisdom everywhere. I find words of wisdom at times from the announcers when I'm watching a soccer match. I really do. It's like, oh, wow, that kind of hit. That really hit. So why 5 minutes? I think it's enough to get you in the game. It's not enough to feel overwhelming. And it's enough that you might actually do it. Guys, I want to be very clear with you. Everything I share with you guys on this podcast is stuff that people pay me well to share with them. And when they act on it, it changes their life. And there's some people that pay me well and don't listen to what I say. They don't try the experiments. I'm telling you guys, this 5 minutes will start changing your life. I mean, if we're talking 5 minutes, I used to talk to people about 21 minutes. But, you know, you get 3 to 5 things at 21 minutes and comes 11 o'clock at night, that's not going to be very fun. But 5 minutes? You probably were surfing on your phone for 5 minutes today. 5 minutes to change your life. Why? Now, when I was in London, we were at a training, probably 6 months ago. And my mentor, because this is something, like, I share with you guys really real stuff from my life. I asked him, it was something along the lines, and this is actually in a podcast probably about 6 months ago. So truthfully, I don't remember exactly what I asked him. But the gist of what I learned from it was, I asked him something around the tipping point. Like, what's the time that, like, what percentage do I need to get to in my life before it tips? Like, before it's like, well, duh, like, why would I not go do that thing? And he said something really interesting. He basically said 1.5% or something along those lines. And I was like, huh? He's like, yeah, Joseph, because once you see, once you're in the other life, you're just going to see it. Now, truth be told, I have not spent, the idea was around, like, you know, visualizing and seeing my life as I want it. It was kind of along those lines. And truthfully, 1.5% of time throughout your day is about 20 minutes. I haven't even done that. But I have done 5 minutes of reading the life that I want for the past, I don't know, it's probably at least been a month or more. And that is shifting my life. Like, do you want to get better at dating? Spend 5 minutes a day reading a book on dating. Do you want to work on any particular project? Spend 5 minutes a day working on that project. I find so many of us, we just escape, myself included. And one of my biggest escapes is video games. Well, something really interesting happened yesterday. I played a video game. I said I was going to play about 10 minutes or so. And after that, I actually got off and went back to the project I was working on. What? I actually did what I said I was going to do. And guess what? Today at lunch, when I just wanted to hop on and play a video game for about 15 minutes or so, I hopped on. And at the time that I said I was going to get off, I got off. No, guys, I'm honestly, like, I'm not making a joke here. I am sort of, but it's like, for me, that used to be really challenging. And for whatever reason, like, once you start practicing something, once it starts, like, everybody talks you know, there was somebody that, you know, reached out like on a overall group type board for coaching. And so I posted him on there, and the guy said, you know, he's got all these ingrained habits and everything. We don't have ingrained habits. Do you know what changes your life? Practice. Practicing your ideal life for 5 minutes a day changes the course of your life. The course, I mean the direction. Don't you want the things in your life that you want? I have struggled with understanding why it's okay for, you know, why Heavenly Father wants me to have money or why he doesn't. And the other day, when I was talking to my mentor, he was rambling about something. Actually, I was talking to him about, you know, I wanted to have a better feeling when I prayed. Now, my mentor is not even religious, so that part alone is kind of funny. But I wanted to have a better feeling when I prayed. And he went on and rambled about something for 2 or 3 minutes, you know, trying to be helpful. And as he was talking, the Spirit said to me, "Joseph, that's not it. This is it." And what was it is, I'm constantly searching for the right way to do something instead of just doing it. There's no right way to pray. There's no right way to build a business. There's no right way to write a book. Actually, there is. Show up. And as my mentor often says, show up and respond to what shows up. Show up to life. I know some of you are like, "Well, I just want to date the girl of my dreams." Like, seriously, are you asking anybody out? Or like, when a girl that you're super interested in comes along, do you ask her out? Do you talk to her? And you might say, "Well, yeah, but the first one shot me down." Okay, that's their choice. It's your choice to be butthurt about it. You know, I was talking to a client, and they've been dealing with a particular challenge in their life for quite some time. And I was talking to them the other day, and we've been working together for a long time. So, I mean, he brought something up that happened like a year ago. And I'm like, "Dude, are you seriously butthurt about the thing that happened a year ago?" I get it. You know, we all have challenging, nagging things that are affecting our lives. But part of the test of life might be to suck it up and get on with it. It's like the movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail. They're like, "Get on with it, get on with it." When he starts talking, you know, just about nonsense. But get on with it. Get on with it. Get on with practicing the life that you want to have. Practice it. If you want to play the guitar, practice 5 minutes a day. If you want to play the piano, practice 5 minutes a day. Why? Because it grows. You might practice 5 minutes a day for 3 months, and then you might see yourself getting better. And it's like, "Oh. Well, let's keep doing that." 5 minutes a day will change your lives. I'm telling you. You guys listen to these podcasts, and I'm so incredibly grateful that you listen. You know, there's a part in the Bible where the Savior says, like, "Those who hear and hearken to my words," or something like that. He didn't want people just to listen. He wanted them to act. Like, I would love if you would incorporate something into your life. And I do also believe, guys, I'm just saying, like, even when I go to the temple, the Lord teaches me line upon line, precept upon precept. So it's not like he gives me this rush of information. It's usually something simple, like, "Joseph, go read this book." "Oh, hey, Joseph, I want you to think about things this way instead." It's line upon line, because once I'm at a different place in life, I'm willing and ready to receive more. If you start acting on the things that I'm telling you guys in this podcast, you will start receiving more. And you will see how your life is changed. And I find it fascinating how, and me too, guys, me too. I mean, last night I was supposed to read a book, but because I didn't think I'd be able to finish it. I ended up watching that 8-bit Christmas movie, and I'm not disappointed. I really enjoyed it. It's the second time I've seen it and really enjoyed it. So there's no pointing fingers here. This is just an invitation. This is an invitation to basically give you this giant hug and say, 5 minutes. Start one thing this week for 5 minutes and watch it change your life. Truthfully, what's the thing coming to your mind right now that you're like, okay, I'm going to do 5 minutes with that? And then go do it. You don't have to keep working on all the rabbit hole thoughts in your head. You got to just work on your craft. Like, that's all you got to do. And if you want to really accelerate it, give yourself that visualization in the morning and reading your thing, you know, reading your life story paragraph, your dream life story paragraph. And you don't have to read it any particular way. You don't have to read it with any particular emotion. Just read it and let it be whatever it is that day. Again, you can start changing your life in as little as 5 minutes a day by simply practicing the things that you really want to do, and then watch yourself grow and watch yourself do things you couldn't even imagine before. Guys, I'm promising, I'm telling you, this works. This works. This works. 5 minutes a day will change your life if you let it. So, whatever you felt inspired from this podcast, ideally, at least one of those things is to spend 5 minutes a day on the thing that you really want to do. Go do it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down, and, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that, you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing it happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co, and in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form. Fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.